But right now, it's time to check in with Penny Rich, who is the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov, their website, coming off of a fairly sizable meeting last night with two very huge items on the agenda, including one that's a big economic development move for Orange County.
It's
so welcome.
Yeah.
How are
Thank you so much. Yeah, Medline Industries, big deal, big deal. $65 million investment, over 250 jobs to start with in the next 5 years, but they're telling us maybe 700 jobs by the year 10. So
Nice. It's
pretty amazing.
How does this compare to ABB, which was the other kind of big development earlier this
summer? Yeah, that's right. And so ABB was already an established company here. So when they closed their Mississippi plant and they're bringing the 400 jobs here, they're still the largest right now. But if Medline does actually get up to that 700 point, they'll be very close to each other. So I think ABB will still be one of the highest taxpayers, corporate taxpayers in the county. Medline's going to come to close second, if not, take them over in a couple of years.
So who is Medline? What do they do?
So Medline's a company out of Chicago, and they manufacture and distribute medical equipment. And the important thing here is that this is a distribution plant, so they're not going to be manufacturing anything. So it's an absolutely clean plant. There's nothing to worry about with the environment. They will do some assembly, but it's not anything that's going to be a concern to, the water or sewer or anything like that. And so they will distribute to, as you know, we're like prime for distribution for medical supplies here. So they've gotten some, they've got really good accounts here, as you can imagine. And they'll also take care of, the southeastern part of the United States. So Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, all would come out of this Medline distribution center. Just amazingly exciting.
250 jobs within the first couple of years, up to 600 or 700 within 10 years, and these are pretty good jobs.
They
right?
are pretty yeah. good jobs. 2% of the jobs will be folks that will be relocated here. Mm-hmm. So 98% of the jobs will be folks that live in Orange County, or, it could be because it's Mebane, we'll certainly have some folks from Alamance. And they're good jobs. They are a living wage company. They give benefits. They also encourage people. You don't have to have a college degree to work there, but they encourage people to get college degrees once they come to work for them, and they'll pay for you to go to college. So there's just fantastic benefits that come along with a living wage job.
And that 98% number for the jobs being located here, not relocated from other places, that is a little bit different from ABB, because ABB was moving some of the jobs from down.
Right, that's right, from Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah. That's right.
And so I don't know if that's a good point, Aaron. I don't know if we ever got that percentage of how many new jobs would be here. Well, let's go back. They're all going to be new jobs to North Carolina.
Right,
they might
not
necessarily be local jobs to North Carolina, where Medline is not saying that. Medline is absolutely promising a 98% local occupation for, jobs occupation here. So it's exciting. Now, I had a good amount of time to spend with some of the Medline people. They're really just fabulous. They love what they do. They're, they're dedicated to building a LEEDS building. They're going to put solar panels on the roof, and 50% of their power is going to come from those solar panels. I mean, we didn't even have to ask them. Mark Markopoulos was sitting at the end of the dais yesterday, and he just had a big smile on his face. He was like, I didn't even have to go there, and they were just offering up that information. So it's pretty exciting. They also have their own fleet, so they will have their own trucks, and some of them will be electric, some of them will be, regular diesel. They're pretty much taking over that whole Buckhorn EDD. So very exciting.
What does that mean for the Buckhorn district? How's it going to change that area?
It will. I was saying before we went on the air, I went to the Mebane town council meeting, and they had a public hearing. About 3 or 4 people came, and the biggest concern there was traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 24/7 operation, and there are going to be trucks that are going in and out of the property. So it will change it a little bit that way. NCDOT has worked with the company to make sure that we don't need to be doing anything too drastic. West 10, if you're familiar with that up there, that'll probably have to get another lane in there and enlarge so it can handle the trucks. Most of the trucks that are going to be coming out West 10 and going onto Buckhorn, they're not going to be going back towards Where the school is, Gravelly Hill Middle School. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think the folks in Mebane were pretty happy with those responses. Also, they were very happy that there is no manufacturing there. That is just a distribution center. But it was fun to go to the Mebane Town Council meeting. I was saying, you know, it's good to go see how people do things, you know, and how meetings take place. So it was very interesting. Yeah. They have really comfortable seats. They redid their, oh my God, you can find it. They kind of rock, and they just kind of like, you know, it's very nice.
You can just fall asleep listening to one of those
maybe
meetings.
Maybe could, yeah.
Yeah. What about the incentives package? What can you tell us about the details there?
So yeah, we did give a 5-year incentive package, and Mark Dorson said last night it was reported in some news media, and I don't think it was you guys, but that we actually give them money. That's not how it works. So when Medline comes up, and I think 2020 was it when they said they'll be not fully operational, but that's when they'll start paying, the taxes. They'll pay right away on the land, but 2020 is when the building will be up. And what happens is that we collect taxes normally, like we collect from anyone else, and then we reimburse them back taxes. So they'll get 75% of their taxes back as long as they hit these employment goals. They will get that back for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a good investment for us because. This is something that we know is going to be here for a very long time. So 5 years to offer some incentives up is not such a bad idea. Same thing with Mebane; they'll be offering them some incentives off their tax base, and then the state. So, you know, if you want a $65 million, this is actually a multi-billion dollar company, a $65 million investment, if you want to lure them to your county, you need to be in the game of incentives. And, this was just a great deal. And they wanted to come to Orange County.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
When does it start?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have the state come in and have that last incentive package. Mm-hmm. They will then go ahead and they have an option on the land right now, so they will go ahead and go through that process, which will take a couple of months. We'll probably see something late 19, early 20 when it's going. A couple of fun facts. It was called Project Tomorrow, and that name came out of a dinner right here at Stony River when they were sitting there, one of their first meetings. There's a Morehead Planetarium picture on the wall that says the future is tomorrow. So that's how that became Project Tomorrow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, isn't
right.
that fun? That's a
cool.
fun fact. I know you love fun facts. The other fun fact is that...
I like how Stony River is now the new kind of smoke-filled room where all the decisions get made.
Yeah. Like late at night. We didn't start having dinner there until like 9:30 the other night. And
they
have
those kind of circular booths.
Yeah.
Like you walk in there and you expect to see like Capone sitting in the corner making all the big decisions.
Another fun fact, though, if there is another disaster like a Florence or something that, or even Dorian, I mean, for us it wasn't bad, but obviously mm-hmm. the Bahamas, where roadways get closed, they're going to actually be able to land a helicopter at Medline to airlift supplies.
Oh, awesome!
So
That's good.
It's really a very, very cool company and very progressive, very green, very, you know, they just fit Orange County so well.
Yeah.
So it's just exciting news. Yeah.
Speaking with Penny Rich, OrangeCountyNC.gov. For more info on county government and county commissioners, including that Medline decision. I've been discombobulated for the last 3 minutes because I've been in my head trying to picture Mark Markopoulos with a big smile on his face.
Big smile.
I can't do it. I've got this image of him as this gruff guy who's
About green and like solar. I mean, that's his sweet spot right there.
So the other thing that you talked about last night was the work session on firearm safety. How did that go?
So we did, yeah. And that was interesting because the attorney is just giving us options right now and looking for direction. And I think we gave him about 9 to 11 points. I'm going to meet with him tomorrow. Here's a little bit of direction. We're not quite sure yet how to go on this. He told us about a Durham ordinance that was in place, and then that ordinance didn't work, so they changed the ordinance. We're not quite sure if that's enforceable. The sheriff was there last night to tell us about, you know, how it really is difficult to enforce the gunshots itself. I mean, it's the noise that people don't like, right? We're talking about it as a safety issue because, yes, that's what people are concerned about. But it's really the noise that is getting to them. And, we've got to take a look at how we're growing outside the cities. what is density, what is a suburban neighborhood, what does this look like? So we need to hone our definitions and make sure that we have that down first before we move forward. We also need to look at maps and understand what we're talking about. Last night we were looking at these little red dots of clusters of homes more than 10 or not, with lines around them, and maybe you fall in between that and maybe you don't. So we're gonna get more, probably do another work session, and I'm assuming it's gonna be in November. Mm-hmm. But just kind of fine tune his presentation to us last night and move forward. We don't allow public comment at work session. We did get a couple of emails this morning, and I just want to thank everyone, number one, who came out last night, and also for sending us emails this morning, because it's good, you know, it's fresh in your mind, you want to get it out. So we've gotten some emails, both sides.
Yeah.
You know, people that don't want an additional ordinance and think that what we have in place right now is just fine. And then other folks that are still concerned about, you know, what they consider safety.
What is the county allowed to do as far as that goes? I know that there's state ordinances that preempt.
Yeah. Not much. And that's why the conversation is really complicated, right? Mm-hmm. But the density approach does make sense. And I think that I don't think we would have a hard time with that. Because when you start putting these clusters of suburban neighborhoods right outside of Hillsborough, and you can see outside of Hillsborough is a perfect example. Shouldn't be shooting a gun there anyway. But I do think our ordinance covers that. I think, you know, if you're going to be shooting, you can't just go outside, you know, if you're right next to another house and shoot a gun. You just can't do that. That's mm-hmm. what our ordinance says right now. But the bullet sound is hard to, you know, you talk to the sheriff about this, it's hard to track, because mm-hmm. by the time his deputy gets there, there's no shooting anymore.
Yep.
You know, and so he's got some concerns. We got to make sure that legally he's going to be able to go onto someone's property and say, hey, you're shooting a gun. And what are they going to say?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're going to say yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, that is the issue, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Right.
And you know, it's mostly a rural county, and you have folks that are moving into the country because they, you know, their kids have all grown. They don't need to pay the Carrboro Chapel Hill City school tax anymore. They want a different kind of lifestyle. But they forget that people that live out in the country have lived there for hundreds of years. And guess what? They've always been shooting their guns. So, yeah, it's going to be an ongoing conversation. Let's put it that way.
Speaking with Penny Rich, we've already got to wrap up, but there's one other big thing from this week, which is Monday, right? 2 days ago was the official deadline for people to come into compliance with that flag ordinance.
That's right.
And the big flag, the Confederate flag on Route 70, is still up there. So now that's that process begins.
Right. So I'm just going to talk about the size of the flag, because size matters here, not what's on
right,
it.
Right.
So we just have to make sure that folks know what we're talking about. We did send out letters to folks that were not in compliance, and it included everybody. So let's not, you know, there were schools, there were fire stations. I believe there was one church and a couple of homeowners. And I think everybody will be coming into compliance. They not all want to, but they will. Mm-hmm. We have one appeal, and that just made it minutes before the deadline of the year. And so that appeal will go in front of the Board of Adjustment probably in November. And then we could follow up then and we can see where that goes. But
what happens between now and November?
There's just a stay on it.
Okay.
So nothing really happens, because they just made the deadline for the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing happens until then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other things going on in the county that people
don't
know
about? Oh, goodness.
You
know, I just...
Only
I just
six bajillion things,
I'm like,
right?
I brought all my papers, and I'm like, you know. So I have to tell you, the next meeting on the 17th is going to be a really light, regular agenda meeting, but we are doing tons of appointments to our advisory boards.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's so important, not only to the county, but to the towns. I know you talk about this a lot, is that we need our residents to be involved. And this is such a great way to be involved and tell us and advise us on how and what we should be doing. We've got 12 boards we're appointing people to.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a process. It really is. So that's going to take up most of our meeting next time. But I just want to say to folks, like, you know, as you hear us talking, you say, I want to get involved. This is a perfect way to do it. So mm-hmm. go on the website, look at the boards that you want to sign up for, and, you know, please do it so we can put you on a board.
Yeah. And the boards really make a difference. Like, I've been to some
absolutely.
Of those board and commission meetings, and it all happens kind of outside of the public eye, and there's not really a lot of attention paid, but what happens in those meetings really makes a difference.
It
in
really
terms of
does.
Policy.
And, you know, if you think about that, the really heavy boards like the planning board or
mm-hmm.
board of adjustment you know, the animal services board, the health department, Department of Social Services, all these places have boards. Really important. And we need people to, you know, get involved. We want you there. We appreciate everything you do. So come on out and play.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. County Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron. Thank you.